It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, your home of common sense technology. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255. Toll-free call nationwide. This music makes me think of the fact that it's still football season. One game left to play.
Football is a rough game and often a cruel one.
Every time you lose, you die a little bit. You die inside.
Deflate those footballs! Deflate those footballs!
Yeah, everybody's
pain is inevitable.
Everybody's talking about Brady's soft balls now. I don't know what that.
There was only the pain.
That's all there is.
I knew that from the beginning.
Okay, fellas. Hey, fellas. This is what
you just tell by the way you walk. Come on.
This is why you lift all them weights.
There was a fighting heart under the ribs of defeat.
Never give up. Never give up.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
Well, you know what's so interesting about the Super Bowl this year is I think I'm going to have to root for the Seahawks.
Yeah, very.
I like Wilson. I don't like his coach and the team. I really don't care for.
You know what I don't like about the Seahawks? It bugs me. We've talked about it. They're just so incredibly chippy. They do right. So much stupid stuff
extracurricular
after the whistle. Right. Drives me nuts.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about just talking. I mean, they do the talking, but they do much more than that. It's very, very – I'll tell you, I've never seen DBs – and this is not after the play. I've never seen DBs consistently, game after game, play after play, get away with the physicality that they do. It's incredible. Don't you agree?
And they're not supposed to do that anymore. They're going to clamp down on that.
Yeah. These guys maul people and don't get called.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's tough for me, man.
It is tough for me. It is kind of tough, but I just, you know, the Patriots have been there so long.
They've been there, and Belichick is such a weird little troll.
He's kind of strange.
You know, his homeless sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Cut off sleeve sweatshirt.
Yeah. It's strange. I mean,
it looks good on you, but not
right.
Belichick.
Right. I mean, it fits for me, but I tell you, and it's funny because the main thing for me for as far as kind of rooting for the Seahawks is that I do like Wilson. I think Wilson's a good guy.
I love
guy.
Wilson. Yeah. Yeah.
I love
How do you root against Wilson?
Right. He's such a good guy and he plays well and he's hard hitting and he's smart. He's quick.
Yep.
He says the right things. He's humble.
Yep.
I can't dislike that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. You know, I don't think I'm going to vote for either one. I mean, what I'm going to end up doing...
Because I don't think you can cast a ballot for the Super Bowl, can you?
I'm going to end up... No, but you can send a check.
Yes, you can.
You can send a check.
It's going to be right up the road here. I mean, it's going to be right up there in Glendale.
I think I'm going to just be rooting for a good game.
Yeah.
Whoever ends up kind of getting behind initially, I'm probably going to end up rooting for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll tell you, I heard the Dennis Miller show. This week where he talked about football. And did I tell you about this already?
No.
Okay. I felt like he was reading my mind.
Another mind? Yeah, what's going on, Dr.
Miller
Dave?
Reading my mind.
I think you need that tinfoil hat.
Well, I tell you what, Obama's been talking to me. But that's another thing. But Miller was talking about how he did not watch the championship games.
Really?
This guy's an NFL fan like you and I.
Really?
I mean, this guy's in it. Heavy.
Hmm.
And
why not?
He says, you know what? He used to watch NFL football to kind of get away from things. There was no PC stuff. There was no cultural stuff. There was no nothing. You got a bunch of guys on a field. They busted their butts trying to beat each other. They hit each other hard and played the game of football.
Yeah.
And the game of football now, he says, watching the NFL is like court TV.
That's true.
And I thought that was a brilliant analogy because that is exactly what it's like. You see these guys, it's like attorneys. They aren't refs anymore. They're lawyers. The guys in the league office, they're not football people. They're lawyers. It's like the whole thing. It's just one great big court TV episode.
That's true.
And I thought, man, you know what? You're right. And so, you know, you just
definitely
filled
with criminals. That's for sure.
Oh man. But, you know, I don't know. I really could relate to what he was saying and how he's, you know, he's saying, look, I'm a football fan. I'm not going to stop watching football, but I'm definitely weaning myself. And I thought, boy, you know what? That's true. I'm there with him. I really am. Unfortunately, Nick's not going to be playing high school football next year, but I'll tell you what, man, I think that's the purest.
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Absolutely. It is, but I tell you what, even that's getting a little bit, depending on what level of high school football you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. They have that disclaimer that they announce at the beginning of the game.
We are not enemies. Please try not to kill the other people. You'll be arrested for murder. Please don't. You know, and it's so funny because a couple of times we were at the game, so we got fired up a little bit because there were some really horrendous, obviously miscalled or not called plays during the games.
Right.
That we got a little heated about, but, you know, I tell you, you have to have some compassion. Yeah, some passion.
Yeah, passion, not compassion.
Not compassion. We don't have any compassion for the refs, but
none.
You have to have passion for the game and wanting to see it played well and refed well. Yeah, and it didn't happen, but, you know, for the most part, I think high school is good. It's the purest we have of football.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think even it is starting to get tarnished a little bit by
The cultural PC thing. It's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
Overwhelming. But, Super Bowl coming up. I'm not picking anybody. I'm going to watch in a pretty kind of detached fashion.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so am I. I'm not really
too bad.
In it too deep, but I must say, I still think I want to see the Seahawks beat the Patriots, even though it would mean back-to-back for the Seahawks. That's okay.
866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. We're talking about the big announcement, a presentation at the Windows 10 event in Redmond last Wednesday. Kind of going through some of the highlights of Windows 10 and some other stuff that Microsoft's working on. And I got to tell you know, we've talked about the last couple of years. I've mentioned not being real excited about stuff. You know, how many pieces of software, how many apps and how many devices can you watch TV on before it's not exciting anymore? You know, that's kind of was my feeling. How many more games can you play on how many more different devices before it doesn't matter anymore? And it didn't matter to me. You know, those things just didn't excite me. It was getting old, you know, like Cox's Contour, they watch your stuff. It anticipates what wait a minute. This is freaking TV. I'm building my life around TV. I'm sorry. It ain't happening, you know? It's been difficult at times because the product announcements for me often were really ho-hum. This is different. Microsoft has got my attention, and it's kind of interesting. I don't know how many years it's been since I felt like this about Microsoft, but it's been a number of years, that's for sure. I mean, heck, you know, I don't know. Maybe never. Maybe ever.
And that's what's concerning me is you're so happy about it. Maybe, I'm a little weary.
Maybe weary or wary? Weary is tired. Are you tired?
Yeah, no.
Are you feeling sleepy? We'll be back more. Stay tuned.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again. Here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.